How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I got baby chick.
Like a chicken?
Yeah, like a baby chick. Aww, yeah, imagine buying a carton of eggs and bringing it home, and one of them then hatch with a baby chicken.
Oh,
let's
no.
go, cat dog. Baby chick, baby. Let's go.
Thank you for calling.
I'm trying to reach Warren, the manager. Is he in?
Hold for me 1 second, please.
This is Warren. Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Yeah, are you the manager there?
Yes, sir.
Your name Warren?
Yes, sir. This is Warren.
Okay, I need to actually file a lawsuit on y'all, and I'm actually calling you first to let you know that I'm getting ready to file a lawsuit on the whole grocery store for what that happened to me.
Sir, let me get the hold on a second. Sir, let me do this. What did you say your name was?
My name is Evans. Evans is my name.
So Evans is your last name. Let me write this down. And you came into my store. Did you have an accident in my store or something? I'm not exactly sure what you're calling about.
I ain't had no accident. What happened was I came in there yesterday and I bought a bunch of groceries and I bought a carton of eggs.
Right.
Now, when I got home, I was checking to make sure the eggs didn't break on the way home. When I got home, there was a baby chick inside the egg carton, man. One of the eggs had hatched and got my kids traumatized. Now, they don't even want to eat breakfast or nothing around here because there's a baby chick inside the carton of eggs. That don't make no sense, man.
Sir, I don't mean to. So you tell me there was a chicken, a baby chicken, an actual chicken in the
egg? There was a baby chick inside the carton of eggs, man.
Okay.
And it got my kids traumatized, man. Don't nobody want to eat nothing.
Sir,
you got eggs. If you just calm down for 1 second.
If you just calm down for 1 second. Listen.
What I told y'all, put that chicken down in there. Put it down. It might have rabies. Say what, sir?
I don't even think that that's possible. First of all, if you had any idea how this thing comes from the farm to the store, they go over these eggs a countless number of times. And the temperature in the freezer, first of all, wouldn't even allow for a chicken to be alive. If you had a baby,
I don't know how this one got past the system, okay? But what I do know is we got a baby chick over here running around because y'all store ain't doing what y'all supposed to do, man. And now my kids are traumatized behind this.
When did you say you were in here, sir?
I was in there yesterday. I bought the eggs yesterday, man.
Down here at Elm Street?
Yes. I bought them at the grocery store. I sure did.
Okay. Let's do this. Why don't you bring the eggs in to me and the chick?
So now you want me to transport a baby chick back to the grocery store? Look, we already traumatized over here already behind this doggone baby chick, man.
I'm not exactly sure what you are trying to pull here, but I don't think that, first of all, anyone with common sense would tell you that that's not possible, first of all. You can't have a baby chick living in a dozen eggs. There is no possible way that the temperature in my freezers are right above freezing. Chickens are a fragile creature in the first place. You can't have a little bird is not going to survive the transport from the farm to the factory to my store.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
If you want to bring me a dozen eggs, bring the dozen eggs in. If you can catch the chick, catch the chick.
Hey, man, you're supposed to be the manager. You're not supposed to talk to me like this.
So I've been trying to tell you as politely as possible, if you want to bring in the 11 eggs and a chick, I will gladly refund your money, give you another carton of eggs, whatever you want to do. But I am not going to sit here on the phone.
I'm going to file a lawsuit because y'all done traumatized me and my kids.
Sir, listen. All right, let's just bring this down. A lawsuit, sir, over a dozen eggs.
A dozen eggs that got a baby chick in it, man.
So let me get your phone number and some information, and I will talk to my manager, and we will figure this thing out for you. Because I just don't believe that this would be possible. I don't understand how you would have.
Let him just leave him over there. Don't touch the chicken.
I just don't believe that this could possibly be happening. So this is it's unbelievable to me that he even get this phone call.
Sir, I don't have time to go back and forth with you about how something happened. All I know is maybe it's a fluke accident, okay? But it happened. My kids are over here playing with a baby chick, and I'm traumatized. I don't even want to ever have breakfast ever again. And I'm going to make show. I file a lawsuit on your show and your show.
Me? I don't think that has anything to do with me. I didn't do anything except come into work today. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to file a lawsuit,
okay, I'm filing a lawsuit on the grocery store, and I'm filing a lawsuit on the manager, Warren, which is your for giving me a hard time about what I'm telling you that happened.
Well, you ain't even got a hard time out of me yet. You understand what I'm saying? You want a hard time, come down here with those eggs.
I'm bringing the eggs down here, and I'm bringing that baby chick that back down there too. I'm bringing all of it.
Well, please, because I'd like to see it. But how much did you pay for those eggs?
I paid about $2. It ain't about how much I paid for the eggs. It's what you have traumatized.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to give you just that much back in the worker when you get here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't give a
what you got say. I got customers out here around legitimate people want my attention and not some jack on the telephone talking about some chicken and a grabbing egg.
Okay, well, let me tell you this, too. Do you have a guy that works at the checkout named Tyron?
Yes.
Okay, Tyron got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Warren, you just got pranked.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What? You kidding me? Hey. Man. Look. Man, how do you come up with chickens going through eggs, man? Man, I swear to God, I got people looking at me in this store like I'm crazy.
Hey, Warren, I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your checkout guy, Tyron, he got you, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get his too. I'm going to put him back in produce. I'm going to take him off the register. How about this? I get him stacking eggs.
There you go.
I don't know if you can get any stupider than that. Can you get, is that a word, stupider? Can you get more stupid than that? Is it possible?
I think you can.
Yes.
My money's on you. All can. Right. Yeah.
Then I'm going to be most stupid. Yeah. I'm going to be most stupid. You. Valentine's weekend, Levity Live Comedy Club. That is in Nyack. That's right, West Nyack, New York. And the nephew is coming. That is February 13th, 14th, and 15th. All right, one show on Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. The nephew is coming to town, and you can see stupid up close and personal. Ooh, you don't get to see stupid live that often. So come
like
get it.
Like we
come
do every tickets. Day.
Yes, but it's different. It's different when I stand up there for an hour. It was different. But come get it. Levity Live in Nyack. I've never been to West Nyack. I ain't been to East or North or South Nyack. But hey, the nephew's coming. Levity Live Comedy Club. Tickets on sale right now. You're looking somewhere to take your girlfriend for Valentine's weekend. If you're looking somewhere to take your man, if you want to go do a girl's thing, come hang out with the nephew. Levity Live, Nyack, New York. Tickets are on sale right now. All right? There you
now,
go.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Don't get up there and embarrass us, okay?
I'm going to be stupid from the moment I hit the stage.
You've never been there before. Just, you know.
Why would I go up there and give them a different representation? Why would I do that?
False advertisement, Tommy.
Yeah. Why would I go up there and act like I got some sense? This don't make money.
I'd be a genius. Why would I be a genius?
Right. Sense don't make money.
All right, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.